Welcome to Movie Crush, a production of iHeartRadio. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mini Crush, second annual Razzie special, even though the Razzies haven't even happened yet, but we can go over the worst.
We're ahead of the curve, Chuck.
Of the worst.
We're scooping the Razzies themselves.
Yes, and a big shout out, as always, to John Wilson and Mo Murphy, founders of the Razzies. We want to give them their due.
What's the story behind that? I'm interested. I've never really looked into it.
Well, we went over that in detail last year on the inaugural Razzie special. With the history and everything, so I don't think...
Was I on that one?
We should bore everybody with that again.
Okay, that's fine.
But the nominations are out this year, and we got a little social studies going on, but I thought maybe we should just kind of go over the list of worst movies, because I'm curious if I've seen any of these. I don't even know if that's... if I've seen any of these.
There's definitely a handful of big ones that I've seen, and enough that I've read enough about that I feel pretty confident discussing.
All right, so this is the 40th, by the way. Is that true?
That seems like a lot.
Oh, that's not true. That must be... That's got to be a joke. I don't remember the year. Although, it may have started as just... Because I remember it started like in someone's apartment.
Right.
So maybe that's true.
81, March 31st, first awarded the Golden Raspberry Award Foundation Worst in Film to, it was in a living room, yeah, in B. Wilson's living room, alcove in Hollywood. Let's see, who got it? Doesn't say here.
Well, this year, Worst Picture, which is the biggest Razzie of all, and of course, Cats is going to be all over this thing. Cats. Of course, is nominated.
They're already doing like midnight movie screenings of Cats. It's about to start like that. The theater near here called The Plaza, where they do Rocky Horror every week, they're about to start doing a Cats like midnight movie screening.
I bet. I mean, is that desperate or is that a great idea?
I think it makes a lot of sense for this type of movie. It's
yeah.
like so bad that it's still pretty bad, but it's, you know. I could see like going and drinking and throwing stuff at the screen and having a,
meowing.
A good old row.
The Fanatic is also nominated,
Whew.
Which did not see. I don't even know if I could kind of fun watch that.
Yeah, did you watch the trailer?
I didn't even make it through the trailer.
It's really uncomfortable.
I could not make it past that haircut.
Haircut. Mm-hmm. Weird, patchy, like he gave himself a bad haircut with some clippers. You
yeah,
know?
And we're talking about John Travolta, obviously, in his movie, The Fanatic, about a movie fan. Obsessed with an action star.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, this sounds bad.
Yeah. Let's not bury the lead here. It's also directed and written by Fred Durst.
Yes. Well,
that's Limp Bizkit flame. Flame. Of Limp Bizkit fame.
They did flame, in fact.
That's true.
Another film called The Haunting of Sharon Tate, which I have not seen that either, but I listened to the special on the Flophouse.
Oh, I don't know the Flophouse,
Chuck. Sharon Tate.
I need to check that out. Is that just about like bad movies?
Oh, yeah. You know, the Flophouse is a great, great podcast.
Cool. I listened to How Did This Get Made and love that, but I need to check out the Flophouse.
I'm
a huge fan of it.
Two of the guys are pals of mine. Don't know Elliot Kalin yet, but he is hysterical, and it's great. It's a Max Fun show. Love, love those guys. Let me see here. A Madea Family Funeral.
Mm.
So I've never seen anything Tyler Perry's ever done.
No?
Have you guys?
I have. I got hired to go to D.C. for Obama's inauguration to videotape that.
Amazing.
Yeah, and it was me. It was with...
and Tyler Perry.
Me and Tyler Perry, just on a bus to D.C. And the bus I was on, they started off showing the movie Taken with Liam Neeson.
Okay.
I have a set of skills.
Right, of course.
No, wait, they're showing a movie on a bus?
Yeah. So it was a church group here in Atlanta.
Okay.
And
what's the screen like? How do they do that on a bus?
It's pretty small. It has those small TV screens. It's
individual.
An old bus.
Individual.
Bags? Yeah, no. So on the top there's like these TVs that'll pop down, but it's like every three or four rows.
All right. Like they used to do in airplanes.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you probably got a really bad view of whatever's going on.
Sure.
So yeah. Any, anyway, the bus, they started showing Taken, and they realized that was pretty violent for a church group to go to D.C.
Oh,
and
I see what's coming.
Puts in the mindset, and guess what? You know, next thing, the only thing that the bus driver had was all of all the Tyler Perry and Madea movies.
Oh, goodness, and Taken. Those are the options.
Yeah, and I did not sleep an hour. I could not fall asleep on the bus, so I had to watch three Madea movies.
Oh, my Lord.
Do you remember which ones?
No.
How many have there been?
There's been a lot.
I know she goes to jail. She's sort of an earnest type figure.
Okay.
You know, I think there's a scared stupid-ish
Madea. She goes to
camp. I don't know if she goes to camp, but she definitely goes to jail. Maybe goes to
Madea
space.
Saves Christmas?
Does she save Christmas, or are you just making that up?
I'm just making that up.
I don't know. I'm interested.
Hey, and I'm not bagging on Tyler Perry.
No, that guy.
He's been a lot to Atlanta.
Huge.
And the film industry here and the infrastructure of the film industry here. I've just never seen any of his stuff.
He has this massive... I mean, he's a really interesting character because he's got an owned and operated, basically, studio.
Yeah.
You know, he's got this whole compound where a lot of folks work.
They used to be Krog Street Market.
That's right. But now it's like, I don't know exactly where it is, but it's called Tyler Perry Studios.
I mean, it's like South
Well,
City,
he bought a military base.
That's, yeah.
Like, he has a military base. No, literally.
I say complex, compound, it really, really is. So we've got...
You mean military industrial complex.
Exactly. Correct. That. It's the Madea industrial complex. We've got Madea, a family funeral, the latest. Madea goes to jail. Madea's family reunion. The original one was Diary of a Mad Black Woman. That was before it even started being called
movies. I've heard of that.
And
for
there's definitely Madea Goes Boo, a Madea Halloween. That's the scared stupid. There's a one that looks like a Brady Bunch kind of joke. It's got like the tiled kind of little family squares. There's a Christmas one. Madea's in witness protection in one. Well, I think that's it. No, there's Boo 2. There's Madea Scared Stupid 2.
Wow. Well, let me tell you this. Tyler Perry is laughing, as my dad used to say, all the way to the bank.
Oh, yeah.
Because Madea Family Funeral, it did $73 million, which is not, you know, Titanic money, but that's pretty good money. And I guarantee you he makes these pretty on the cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a couple million.
Yeah, I mean, he's got his own, I bet he has so much built-in infrastructure at his studio that he saves so much money.
100%.
He does everything. He writes it. He acts in it. He acts in multiple roles. He directs. He produces. So it's basically him just getting that check.
He's like a Jerry Lewis.
Pretty much.
All right. And the last movie that's nominated is a movie called Rambo Last Blood. Did not see it. I was a huge fan of the very first movie, First Blood. A little bit on the second Rambo, and then it really lost me. But this Rambo Last Blood is supposed to be awful.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say I was super excited to see a new Rambo movie coming out. I did not see this because when I saw the trailer, it looked awful.
I heard it was borderline offensive in the way it handles Middle East relations and all of that. You know,
and the violence is just off the charts, apparently.
Yeah.
Like gore and violence.
But I think it's really ham-fisted, like it's trying to be political, but it ends up just really embarrassing itself, kind of. And also Stallone just, I don't know, he's not the Stallone we remember, you know.
I like Creed. Creed was good.
Creed?
Yeah.
Apollo?
Yeah. Yeah, the first one.
I saw the first Creed, which was great.
Yeah.
I saw not see the second one yet.
The second one was a mix of Rocky 1 and 2 in one movie. So.
What I'm getting at is even in the Rocky reboot, he was great, but he was an aged Rocky. In this one, he's like still meant to be this like Mega Man superhero, kind of like doing crazy stunts and chopping heads and stuff, you know.
Well, but an aged version, I think.
I guess so. I mean, I haven't seen it, so I can't speak. But he cut
his hair. That's what disappointed me. Rambo equals long hair.
Wow,
Stallone.
Do you think he did it in some kind of big ceremonial move in the movie, or was it just that's just how he is?
No, I think that's how it is in the whole movie.
He didn't feel like growing it out.
Maybe, I don't know. Worst actor, guys. We're gonna move on. James Franco in a movie called Zeroville. Have never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
And in fact, I remember last year with the Razzies, I hadn't heard of most of these. Because you know why? We have good goddamn taste, guys.
Good movies this year, too, though, you know? Zeroville.
Don't know it.
Oh, I did read about this. It's based on something. It's one of his like weird little passion projects. He directed it as well. He plays like a very odd Russian character named Vigar. and he's taking a bus into Hollywood, and it's sort of like a fish out of water Hollywood story. And he's got a really weird tattoo on the back of his head of like an Montgomery Clift and Elizabeth Taylor. And it's based on some hipster book that that James Franco really
liked. It's amazing that a movie like this can come and go with no – I mean, the box office here says $78,000. Just no – so far underground that I'm a movie guy. I had no idea.
The music's composed by a guy I really like, though, Johnny Jewel, who's the mastermind behind the Chromatics and Glass Candy. They're sort of these 80s throwback John Carpenter synth kind of pop thing. Like the Drive soundtrack, that was all this guy, Johnny Jewel.
All right.
That's great. Could be a cool soundtrack.
David Harbour for Hellboy. Did not see it. No interest. I love David Harbour, but don't need to see that.
Ramsey, you and I were talking about how... You know, it was what a cool opportunity for David Harbour to get to be this badass. And then you saw it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wasn't it like painful?
It was very painful.
What happened?
It tried to do too much, and I think there was definitely trouble on the production as far as what I heard. Mm. I mean, I was super excited. They showed that poster of him as Hellboy. I was like, okay. It was hard to replace Ron Perlman and Del Toro. They tried to do too much. I mean, they mixed like the first and the second Hellboy and then put it into one.
Was it like a reset?
It was a reset.
Ooh.
So you have a lot of holes to fill as far as making sure you're still keeping the source material and also keeping it good and all that. I mean, when he came in to do the Stranger Things episode, I asked him, I was like, hey, man, I saw you as Hellboy, and he just looked at me and smiled. He's like, "I look fucking cool, don't I?" And I was like, "This is going to be awesome. This is going to be great." And
yeah,
I heard you hear those initial reviews, and it's just I don't know.
Maybe the takeaway is he looked awesome, and that was about it.
Yeah, but he didn't though.
He didn't even look.
I mean,
awesome.
No, I mean, like in regards, like you know, the it was. I mean, I appreciate movies that try to do practical effects and camera effects. Like all the makeup was done. Nothing was really CGI'd on him as far as you could tell. I mean, there were some
parts that
were...
Don't you see him with full horns? And
yeah.
Then he cuts the horns, he shaves, saws the horns off or whatever.
Yeah, so all that stuff, I'm assuming it's CGI and all that, but like for the most part, he is Hellboy, which is cool. And obviously he got into quote unquote Marvel shape for it and all that, but then immediately had to get back into Stranger Things shape.
Yeah.
You know, beer drinking guy.
Process.
Yeah.
But, all right. Well, this does not look good.
No. Yep.
So sorry for David Harbour. But was not nominated for Worst Picture.
That's good.
He's going to be fine.
McConaughey for Serenity, movie I did not see.
How funny is that? You can get a guy like McConaughey, you know, win an Oscars, and then he can also – I mean, it just goes to show some of these folks just
don't – That's a big movie, too. I
don't
mean,
know
big
how to
cast.
Pick roles. What is Serenity?
Oh, Google it.
I just think of – it was like the Firefly movie, Serenity.
Yeah, it is not
this
that.
This is not that. This is –
It supposedly had some big twist.
His name is Baker Dill.
Yeah,
that's
terrible.
That in and of itself. He's a fishing boat captain.
Yeah, it looks.
I'm already snoozing just
not
reading
so good.
this description.
So Stallone for Rambo, very sad at the end of his Rambo run to make such a poor effort. I think not honoring the character. Travolta got a double nom for The Fanatic and a movie called Trading Paint, which I have never heard of. But I'm looking now, and it looks like, it looks like a NASCAR thing.
Sure does.
But they're also ripping off the poster, the Fast and the Furious vibe with the font.
Oh, my gosh. Big time with the way, like, the bottom, the word paint has got, like, racing lines on it. Like, it's moving so fast you can barely keep it in focus.
Does not look
good.
Boy, Travolta's on a roll and not the good kind.
Box office for this one, $18,000.
Ew. Wow. So that may have paid for his, like... makeup.
His, you know, lifts to the set and back, you know.
Perhaps.
Oh, how does that even happen? 18 grand.
Oh, man. Boy, he fell so far, he rose so high, and has fallen so far.
He really has.
Once again.
Well, I heard that Fanatic movie was it is worth the watch just because of his acting is so awful. Like they
I don't even know if
room.
I can do that anymore though in life.
But yeah. I also heard that he really gives it his all. Like you can tell this is a man putting it all on the line. You know, obviously very ill-advisedly, but like you know, because
so he tried hard.
Look, there's these guys I really like, movie reviewers, Red Letter Media, and they have this show called Half in the Bag, and they do movie reviews. And they reviewed this movie, The Fanatic, and you could tell they hated it. Obviously, it's a bad movie, but they had a certain reverence for the performance that Travolta turned in because he really just, you know, laid it all out there. Points for effort.
All right. Worst actress, Hilary Duff. And The Haunting of Sharon Tate. My Lord, did she play Sharon Tate?
Hilary Duff. Is she, like, back? Didn't she have a fall from grace as well?
Yeah, she is back, and I think she's doing another one of those, whatever the big movies were that she was famous for with the kids, the Disney things. And there are a lot of now young women who are excited about that coming back, so I'm not going to poo-poo that.
What did we say? We talked about that. Lizzie McGuire?
Lizzie McGuire.
That's right. That's it.
Anne Hathaway, she gets a double nom. Because she was also in that pile of garbage, Serenity. And she was in a movie called The Hustle. Oh, I remember seeing what The Hustle was. Boy, Anne Hathaway, you're too good for that. You're far too talented to get a double Razzie nomination.
Oh, The Hustle is like a female version of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, kind of.
I think that's the deal.
It's
Con
her
women.
And Rebel Wilson, who I like very much, actually.
No, they're both great. But it seems like low-hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm, sure.
For an idea.
Have you seen the trailer for this new Will Ferrell and Elaine from Seinfeld movie?
No.
The Downhill?
Well, that explains the Oscars then. That makes sense.
Exactly.
I wonder why they paired them, but it's always to plug them.
Oh, they were paired at the Oscars?
Yeah.
Okay, got it, yeah. This just looks like, I bet it's fun, but it does look like a little bit of a movie that was written by algorithm, kind of, you know?
Sure. The worst kind. Mm-hmm. Francesca Hayward for Cats. The only Cats nominee for Best Actress.
And
she was the
unknown kind of dancer that she was hoping this was going to, like, make her career.
Well, maybe they saw some talent deep down, at least dancing-wise.
I mean, she, you know, the movement in it is striking. I'll give you that.
Tyler Perry as Madea. And then Rebel Wilson in The Hustle as well. So they swept for that film.
Great.
Worst Supporting Actress. Feels so bad to say that, even. You're the worst. Jessica Chastain in a movie called Dark Phoenix. Never heard of it. Didn't see it.
That was a lesser X-Men movie. That
That was
really
Dark
troubled production where they reshoots and stuff.
I didn't know. Yeah, that's the movie that everyone says killed X-Men, like until they come up with a reboot in like a year.
Yeah, the woman that plays Sansa on Game of Thrones plays the Dark Phoenix. And it was one of those ones where you just read all this stuff in the trades about how like they're reshooting all this stuff and going back to the drawing board and, you know, production keeps getting pushed and then...
Bad news. Yeah. Jessica Chastain is great. And I imagine when they said, hey, you want to be in our new X-Men origin story? She was probably like, this is going to be gangbusters.
Sure.
Not gangbusters.
I watched did you see the second installment of It?
Not yet.
I watched it on a plane. She's great. It's good.
Yeah, I want to see it.
It's fun.
Cassie Davis for Madea Family Funeral. Judy Dench in Cats. Here where all the Cats people are. They're all supporting. Judy Dench and Rebel Wilson for Cats. Poor Judy Dench.
Judy Dench, man.
Come on.
You know who should have gotten best cat actor is... what's his name? Sir Ian McKellen. He just really embodies the spirit of a cat. Everyone else doesn't quite know what they're doing. Like,
yeah,
it's
all
over
really
the place.
Got into it.
He really cats it up.
It's great.
Yeah.
Vanessa Pineda for Rambo First Blood. Worst supporting actor, James Corden for Cats.
Oof, yeah.
And he's, you know, they're all now making fun of themselves, which is,
that's the
shortest gap.
Only way to go.
Between self-deprecating humor that's existed in movie history. Usually it takes a lot longer to
get
to that place.
Yeah, there's no too soon with Cats.
No, like the week after it came out, they were making fun of themselves. Like, oh, well,
that
at least
thing.
It's campy, right?
Yeah, they got in some shit at the Oscars because they came out dressed as cats. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, rightfully so. I mean, the movie. They
got shit from who?
From
the producers of Cats?
Yeah, like from some of the cast and crew of Cats, like saying, how dare you, they make fun of...
Yeah, they
like, come
fully
on, guys.
Made fun of it.
I mean, it's sloppy of leaving you know,
yeah,
special
make
effects
a good movie.
Make a good movie. And the box office tells you if it's good or not, or people that go see it will tell you if it's good or not,
yeah,
or if you slack on special effects and all that. I mean,
you can't be a crying baby after you make a pile of garbage and people make fun of it.
It's just sad because that guy, I mean, it's weird how that dude Tom Hooper kind of got, you know, lumped into being this Broadway film guy. That wasn't really what he was,
really?
You know? He did The King's Speech, which was a fine movie.
Yeah.
I don't think it was incredible or anything.
Yeah, it was fine.
But it was fine. But then all of a sudden, like, oh, he's the guy that does Les Mis, and he's the guy that's going to do...
Les Mis was great.
Les Mis was great. And then why he picked Cats. It was just a poor calculation, I think.
Dare I say, don't cry over spilled milk?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
Ramsay.
There's so much weird milk licking in that movie.
Get out, right meow.
They're all in there, all on all fours, licking up these bowls of milk. It's very uncomfortable, Chuck. It's very awkward.
Worst supporting actor, Tyler Perry, gets two noms. Because that's you roll the dice there when you do the Eddie Murphy, Peter Sellers thing.
Right.
You play three or four roles.
Yeah,
you
you're opening yourself up. You're opening yourself up.
He got nommed for Joe and Uncle Heathrow. And I think, had we already said, is he in? No, he's not in there as Medea for worst actor. Oh, yeah,
oh,
he is.
The female.
Worst actress, of course. So, yes, all three roles that he played in this movie, he was nominated for as the worst. Seth Rogen in Zeroville. Okay, that makes sense that he's in there.
I kind of want to see Zeroville.
Oh, interesting. Bruce Willis in Glass.
Ah.
Very divisive movie.
Yeah, it was just whatever. Like, I didn't think there was anything too horrible about it. It was just kind of like plodding along. Did you watch it?
I saw it.
Yeah. What, did you hate it?
I did not care for it.
Yeah, exactly. But it didn't, like, inspire, like, ire in you and make you want
to... I think we even crushed that to judgment, if I'm not mistaken. But it was, it was very, very disappointing.
It had one of the great idiotic twists in it, too, where it was, like, this big thing that happens at the end that makes absolutely no sense.
I don't even remember.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
how little that movie impacted me. Worst screen combo... this is where the Razzies gets funny. Any two half feline, half human hairballs in Cats.
100%.
Jason Derulo and his CGI neutered bulge in Cats.
Oh, yeah, he's...
no comment.
The rum-tum tugger, which is in and of itself just a very strange thing to say out loud.
Yeah. Tyler Perry and Tyler Perry for Medea Family Funeral. Sylvester Stallone and his impotent rage in Rambo. John Travolta, and any screenplay he accepts.
Wow. He's definitely gotten to that point.
Worst screen duo. worst director. This is where Fred Durst enters the building, you guys, for The Fanatic. I don't know if I can bring myself to watch it. I'm so glad I don't have a bad movie podcast. I don't know how they do it.
Mm. I get a kick out of it. I enjoy it. But this one,
I just can't do that anymore. I'm too old. I've reached the point where I'm like, there's too much good that I'm not seeing.
Sure.
I can't be like, I'm going to watch something terrible.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think it has this place. Sometimes I just want to be able to turn my brain off and watch something. That's like, I love the concept of putting so much effort into something that's so awful. It fascinates me. But like... On the podcast, the Movie Crush interview you did with your buddy, who turned you on all the great music and stuff about being there, you talked about how I think you were more okay with it than he was, but as you get older, you're less fond of the awkward humor, of the stuff that makes you uncomfortable.
He does not like the awkward humor. I love it.
You do love it. Mm-hmm. Okay. See, I look at bad movies in that same lens in some ways. It's sort of like awkward humor, just like even if it's unintentional.
Right.
You know?
James Franco, worst director for Zeroville. Adrian Grunberg for Rambo. Tom Hooper for Cats. And Neil Marshall for Hellboy. And I think some of the Hellboy stuff is people are mad because they ruined something they love.
Right. Well, that's the
which is bound to happen.
You run that risk. Franco hasn't really had a good direct or a consistently liked directorial feature, I don't believe.
Well, he directed The Room thing.
Yeah, he did The Room, right?
Yeah,
that he did do that. That one was...
That was pretty popular.
Yeah, it was good.
Worst screenplay, Cats. Lee Hall and Tom Hooper. Haunting of Sharon Tate by Daniel Farrans. Hellboy. I think you see a pattern here. Andrew Cosby, Medea, Tyler Perry, and Rambo. Stallone and Matthew Sarolnik. That's why the Bruce Willis thing surprised me, because Glass is the only thing that's kind of been different. Everything else is sort of the same stuff. Worst remake, ripoff, or sequel, Dark Phoenix. Godzilla, King of Monsters, did not see. Anyone? No?
I saw it. It was awful.
Really?
Yeah, it was like even the monster fights were boring.
That one I had a little higher hopes for because it had Mothra and they kind of pulled out some of the old stops.
Yeah, it was just weird. The pacing of it was very strange.
They just can't get these Godzilla movies right, can they?
Is Godzilla still fat in it?
He looks more like classic Godzilla, like with the silver ridges, you know, on his back and stuff. And yeah, he's fat. Like but that's the classic Godzilla. He's a little stumpy, you know?
I mean, it looks okay, I think. I saw that first one.
Yeah.
I like that he screams lasers. That's pretty cool. You know, he roars and lasers come out. That's pretty neat.
Which I think is original Godzilla shit, right?
I think so, too. Yeah,
he never breathed fire or anything like that.
Oh, really? To begin with?
No, he didn't. No, he did that laser stuff from his mouth. I mean, I don't know.
Laser stuff.
Classic, classic Godzilla move.
Hellboy, Medea Family Funeral, and Rambo First Blood. I'm sorry, Last Blood. Worst reckless disregard for human life and public property, which is a new category. A movie called Dragged Across Concrete.
Wait, I heard that was really good. Casey Pegram talked about that. I believe it's the guy.
Hey, if Casey liked it.
No, it's the guy that did something else that we've all kind of enjoyed. I believe he did Bone Tomahawk.
Oh, well, I certainly loved that movie.
Yeah, Craig T. Zoller. But again, this is referring to him not being very safe, I think, right?
Maybe.
He did a movie called Brawl in Cell Block 99, Bone Tomahawk.
Bone Tomahawk was fantastic.
Yeah, this is the same guy. Dragged Across Concrete was 2018, so I don't know where this is coming from.
Haunting of Sharon Tate, Hellboy, Joker. I'm not even sure what this category means.
Does it mean they're setting stuff on fire in public?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Is it a ding on their safety record?
And Rambo Last Blood. The Razzie Redeemer. Oh, interesting. So this is I guess someone coming back from the Razzies and doing something great. Eddie Murphy, Dolomite Is My Name. I still haven't seen that. Have you seen it?
It is good.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
No.
Is it great?
Yeah. It was probably in my top 10 from this last year.
All right. I mean, well, say no more.
And they have a good point. It's like, you know, Eddie Murphy's back to where he was. Like, you know, I don't know if it's there where I loved him in the 80s and all that, but
sure.
He definitely
not
took
quite
a step
vintage,
forward.
But
yeah, he definitely took a step forward. But like the costuming, the look, the feel, the soundtrack, it's all great.
Yeah,
and you know, I mean, big props to Netflix for putting that out.
Heck yeah.
So
I need to get that back on my list.
Yeah,
Keanu Reeves, John Wick 3, Toy Story 4. Big comeback. Adam Sandler, Uncut Gems. His Indie Spirit Award speech was great. I don't know if you heard or saw that. Jennifer Lopez for Hustlers. It's great.
Did you see Hustlers?
I did.
I heard it was wonderful.
It's good.
And it got kind of Oscar snubbed, right? Big time. Like people were expecting it to get a little bit of love.
I don't know if it was Oscar caliber stuff.
Okay.
But it was good. It was a fun watch. I had a lot of heart. It was more than I expected.
Yeah.
The relationships. It was really about these relationships. It was good.
There were some good side actors in it as well that got some attention. But
I thought the whole cast did a really great job.
I'll check it out.
I liked it. Will Smith in Aladdin. He got the Redeemer Award for Aladdin. I thought that was panned.
Who got it? Will Smith?
Maybe.
I mean,
he did a good job. I don't know.
But he also did Gemini Man. That came out. That was supposedly horrible.
That's right. And that escaped the Razzies. Which is interesting, in full.
Did I tell my Will Smith story on the podcast? Just a really quick version of it, if I have it. I have already, I'm being redundant. It was the Gemini Man premiere at the Chinese Theater in Hollywood, and we were staying at the Roosevelt, and they closed down the lobby for the party, and they make you go out the valet exit. So we went out, and Will Smith and his entire family were, like, kind of corralled in there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, being kept, and they would be, like, walked out to the event, or we walked
yes,
right by them.
Being kept
like,
safely away
yeah,
from
safely away from the riffraff.
Regular humans.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Nominations per picture. Cats got 9. Medea got 8. Rambo got 8. Hellboy with 5. Sharon Tate with 4. Fanatic with 4. Zeroville with 3. So that is the Razzies. And then I went to the Movie Crush page, and I asked everyone what they thought was the worst movie that they saw. So I was like, you can't just say Cats.
No.
Because, you know, I don't even know if I can pick out a worst movie that I saw because I say it all the time. I don't have a ton of time to see movies, so I only see the good ones.
Right.
I don't know if I saw a bad movie last year.
Yeah, I mean, aside from Cats, which I absolutely saw on purpose, but...
Maybe disappointed in some movies.
There you go.
But didn't see anything bad, I don't think.
It was a good year for movies, too. I mean, there were so many options that, you know, it would have taken... I mean, there's still stuff I want to see. I really need to see.
Oh, sure. Brandy McDonald says The Lion King. I heard that was pretty bad.
It was just... it was just like, why bother?
Yeah. Lee Leonard, maybe unpopular, but I'm going to go with Ad Astra. It tried to be Gravity plus Interstellar, but couldn't come close to either one. That, I need to see that. That's a very divisive movie, because my friend Scotty, who very famously doesn't like many movies that come out in the theater these days, said he really liked it.
I've heard the same.
So, I don't know. Because he got some backup here that people said they did not like Ad Astra. Matthew Jones said he saw The Fanatic. I'm going to believe him.
What?
you were one of the 12.
You have no reason not to.
Jay Frazier says, check out the Razzie Redemption Award, which we just did. Toss up for Sandler or Murphy. Maybe, what if Eddie Murphy showed up to the Razzies to accept that?
You know, I mean, that's like the one positive award you can get, but it's also sort of a backhanded compliment, right?
I guess. I mean, they're televising them this year, I think, for the maybe first time.
On what network?
I don't know. Huh. I would guess that would be like
the CW
Spike or something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm not even sure what networks are out there anymore. Brendan Rice said, tie between Glass and Rise of Skywalker. They weren't completely terrible, but had higher expectations. Well, it's not what I asked necessarily, but I still like to hear those thoughts, Brendan.
Well, it goes with what you were saying about being disappointed.
I'm looking for the worst movie, though. Brian Ridge said, Glass. Horrible decision to go see that movie.
That one is probably tempered, too, by the fact that, you know, Unbreakable is pretty beloved, and then that Split movie was a surprise, pretty good one. People seemed to like it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the secret, the twist that it was, in fact, in that universe.
Sure, that was kind of neat.
And then for Glass, they tried to really lean all the way into that, and that was maybe the mistake, was that nobody needed that.
I mean, I saw Glass in the theater because I was excited to pay off this three-film thing. And the big, huge fight scene at the end was in a parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Was it raining at least?
It was bad.
I don't remember.
They set up this whole thing that it was going to be this at the top of this building that they were debuting, this brand new building in Philadelphia, and it was a red herring, and it was just like the worst kind of red herring because that would have it felt like they didn't have the money to do that. So they're like, let's do it in the parking lot.
I mean, even a fight at the top of a skyscraper is pretty cliche, you know?
Well, I'll take cliche over a parking lot.
But what I'm saying is to tease that as being the thing is already kind of like a who cares, and then to not even deliver and it be in the parking lot is just sad.
You know, Maddie and I crushed out Sixth Sense last week, and it's a movie that just doesn't hold up that well for me. I think he does some things well, but I think overall... he's not that great of a filmmaker.
And that was him at the height of his powers.
Not a good filmmaker. Sixth Sense?
Yeah, that's what people, you know.
Well, it's his first movie.
But it was the one where people were like, oh, that's the old Shyamalan twist. You know, that's became a thing.
I did like Unbreakable, but that's kind of it. Let me see here. Steiner. Well, Dunkirk, Christopher, was not last year.
Maybe he's thinking of 1917.
I think he just got the year wrong. Maybe he thought Dunkirk was made in 1917. Did you guys see 1917?
No.
I haven't yet.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. It's great.
Cool.
Really, really good. Let me see. Hellboy was terrible. This is Jennifer Mudge. Glass wasn't as good as it could have been, and Yesterday was kind of boring. Lion King was meh. And honestly, Avengers Infinity War was way better than Endgame. All right. Still not the worst movies. Kate Bryson says, Dr. Doolittle, that looks like garbage. I don't know if you guys have seen the preview for that, but...
it just looks like corny, kind of, you know?
It looks like I want to shake Robert Downey Jr. by his golden lapels and say, do another movie, dude, where you really act. I mean, I love Tony Stark, but I want to see him dig in.
Is this a Disney thing?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure. It reeks of Disney.
It looks like it, yeah.
They spend a lot of money making that movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to lose a lot of money.
Really? You think it's going to flop? You think it's going to
flop? Oh,
it's already out.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. I wonder.
My daughter wants to see it, so I'll let you guys know. But
I don't know. Anytime you got to have like celebrity voices for like a pair of chimpanzees or whatever, you know, kind of you're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Well, Kate says, I took kids to a $5 ticket pajama movie event and it costs $4.95 too much. Jumbled, pointless, waste of talent mess. Kate, I like what you're throwing down there. It's my kind of review. Oh, here we go. David Keith said The Irishman. Such high expectations in the film for a film to be totally bored out of my mind. Yeah, I got to say, I was very, and not in a throwing shade way, I was very glad to see The Irishman get completely shut out. Mm-hmm. The Oscars, of the SAG Awards, I think the DGA Awards. There was one other major award that,
BAFTA.
Or no, yeah. Golden Globes, I think.
Yeah. I wish they had a camera on Scorsese the whole time. Seeing him bob or try
nodding
to figure
off, kind of, too.
Well, to Eminem when he got on stage. Like, yeah. He was just, like, confused. But I'm sure he's confused a lot.
I think everyone was confused by that because everyone was just kind of like, why is he here singing that song?
But the joke is that the Oscars are always a little behind the curve, and that's just, like, them being behind the curve in a hilarious way, because he actually won the Oscar for that song in like 2002.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting. I mean, it was a good performance, but
yeah,
it felt like, oh, what, we have some time to kill. Who should we get? Eminem.
Well, he didn't perform it when it won. He didn't perform it because he had just performed it at the Grammys.
Right, and he didn't want to do it again.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I got a question for you guys. Who's pumped for the Sonic the Hedgehog movie? Nobody?
No.
My daughter is. So
you know about the saga behind this, Chuck? That they released the trailers and people were so freaked out by the design of Sonic the Hedgehog, they pulled the movie, they redesigned the character. To make him look more like the video game, because he looked like he had human teeth and he had like really like kind of slender muscular legs and everything about him was just very uncanny valley and awful. And so they re-released a new trailer. Now he looks like the video game and it's coming out this week and there are no reviews from critics yet. So that's always a good sign.
Oh boy. Well, that means they didn't pre-screen it.
No screenings.
Never a good sign, guys.
It's that dude Schwartz, the guy who plays John Ralphio on Parks and Rec. He's always on Comedy Bang Bang. What's his name?
Yeah, I know the guy.
Yeah, he plays Ben Schwartz. He plays the voice of Sonic. So,
Jim Carrey's in it as well.
He is.
Oh, really?
He plays Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah. I don't know anything about Sonic the Hedgehog.
It's okay.
I mean, as a game or whatever.
He's just a hedgehog that runs really fast and collects magical rings and is chased by a evil scientist named Dr. Robotnik.
Hey, sounds like a movie to me.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Christopher Coronado says, Rise of Skywalker. Felt like I was thrown together. To just close everything out and shut everyone up. Haven't been that disappointed in a movie since The Happening. All right. Then Olivia Reed says, It, Chapter 2, bloated runtime, not scary, baffling choices.
It was a little weird. It was quite long.
Hodgman said he liked it better than the first one.
Yeah, you were saying that.
Which is the only person I've heard say that. The Gooch, David Gooch, says, probably Glass. Shyamalan was on an upswing, then completely dropped the ball on this one. Yeah, I don't know a lot of people that love Glass. And then finally, Jay Frazier says Cats. So beautifully bad, but bad nonetheless. It was a train wreck.
Yeah.
So those are the worst movies according to the Crushers. Those are the worst movies according to the Razzies. I don't know if we should even bother saying who won the Razzie. Because that's not happening. They were thrown because they tried to time it with the Oscars, but the Oscars was sooner this year, and the Razzies, I think, were caught with their pants down.
Really?
A little bit.
And so when are they coming? When is it?
I don't know. They just said, you know what, we're just going to stick to our schedule, even because the Oscars went early, and we're not going to try and rush this thing.
Got it.
Can't rush the Razzies.
Got to appreciate them sticking to their guns like that. You know?
Hey, it's the Razzies. Any parting thoughts on worst movies, guys?
No, it's like you said, Chuck. I mean, it was a great year for movies. I didn't really have much time for bad movies. And I really, out of all these, I thought I had seen more, but I really only saw Cats and just realized I just had kind of read about the Rambo movie and some of these that I hadn't even heard of. I do kind of want to watch The Fanatic in Zeroville, though.
Boy, maybe I should try and watch The Fanatic because, I don't know, there's something about Travolta and that haircut that does kind of pull me in a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. It's got a magnetic quality to it.
I got to admit, but I just don't know. I have a feeling it's one of those things where after I finish, you've been like, well, I could have watched a good movie.
You could.
Maybe I'll just watch the trailer.
Yeah. That, honestly, by now, there's probably like a cut up, like clips of some of his biggest like freak out scenes. That'd probably do it too. It's like the Room. I don't need to watch all of The Room. Just watch the cutouts.
Yeah. Or watch The Artist. Wasn't that the name of it?
The Disaster Artist.
The Disaster Artist.
Yeah.
Got anything else, Ramsey?
Bad
movie wise?
Bad movie wise, I would say my worst movies I saw were Hellboy, and I did see, I had Dark Phoenix in the background just because, I don't know, anytime comic book movies.
I see them all usually.
Yeah.
I did not see that one though.
It was awful. And it also, I mean, with the troubles on set and all that type of stuff, and also that happened during the acquisition. And so Fox kind of was like, okay, we're done making movies anyways. Jennifer Lawrence was in it, and I think she had issues with the direction and all that, and was like,
she's also in like a weird blue skin suit in that movie, so yeah. It's not even properly her. I mean, it's her, but like she's wearing this weird scaly blue skin suit the whole time.
Yeah,
she's playing her Mystique.
Yes, yeah. Mystique. Yeah, she's playing Mystique, and she got pulled into the whole X-Men stuff when she was a little bit lesser named, and then she kind of...
So she didn't even want to do this one?
Yeah, she was like, I'm done with this. This is, you know, and, you know, rightfully so. I mean, this...
I like those Matthew Vaughn movies, the First Class stuff.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. That was such a great... I mean, X-Men has all, for me, always been a very troubled... production, like
sure.
Those movies have always been bad, and then First Class was like,
I liked most of the X-Men movies.
Oh well,
I liked the first few. I definitely liked the first one.
Yeah,
you know, the ones with our boy Wolverine.
I liked them all. I love the Wolverine movie.
No, Logan was one of my favorite films of that year.
Very much its own thing, though. That doesn't even have a tonal similarity. That's like its own kind of outlier.
Yeah,
I think it was also the first like R-rated Marvel-y type movie that maybe got studios thinking like, okay, we can do a Deadpool. Wasn't that pre-Deadpool or no? Or was Deadpool the first one that really did it? I can't remember. But...
Yeah, it was that in Deadpool. Yeah. But like, yeah, I mean, Logan was freaking amazing. I mean, they couldn't have cast a better Wolverine with Hugh Jackman. I mean, he's perfect for that role. And the casting that they did for First Class was great. It's just like, I think... The script wasn't there. I mean, it's such a hard thing to cover as well, as far as, you know, they didn't introduce the character of Phoenix or Jean Grey as well as they did the other X-Men characters. So a lot of it was rushed, and you didn't have the investment in there.
Kind of had to assume a lot or, like, fill in the blanks.
A rare misstep.
Do you think they'll recast Wolverine? Because I know Jackman's never going to do it again. Do you think they're going to, like, give it a minute, sort of like they do with Batman movies, you know?
I would be surprised if they left money on the table.
Yeah, that's true.
It's Disney, man. They're going to find some way to bring him back.
Yeah,
I don't think they'll be a popular character.
Yeah, we're done with Wolverine.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I mean, MCU universe is going to be very interesting this year and going into the next couple of years because...
this whole next wave will be very interesting. All right, Dark Phoenix, no good. Thanks for joining us for the Razzies, everyone. I hope you saw some better movies than those, and we'll see you next week.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.